Over 31,000 frontline healthcare professionals across 500 Kaiser Permanente facilities have launched a strike, marking the largest workplace action in the history of the union. UNAC-UHCP represents nurses, pharmacists, midwives, and other specialty healthcare professionals. Over 90% of the union has been at the bargaining table just this year, as noted on its website. Workers say the strike comes after months of difficult and fruitless bargaining with Kaiser over union contracts which expired on September 30th. UNAC-UHCP asserted that Kaiser employees have since launched the strike, quote, not because they want to, but because they have to, end quote. Jeff Cathcart, who has been at Kaiser San Francisco for over 20 years, spoke with KPFA at the Kaiser Oakland picket line, which is one of the three picket lines in Northern California.
We organized about 2 years ago. We've been at the bargaining table for about 18 months. And frankly, Kaiser's stance at the table seems nothing less than retaliatory at this point. I think the main reason is, you know, we're a group of about 400 CRNAs across the region. In the last 2 years, we've lost 115 CRNAs, over a quarter of our workforce to competitors, which has led to a recruitment and retention problem within our hospital system. And that ultimately leads to decreased access to care for patients. And that's really why we're out here today.
The union's proposals for employees include matching wage increases achieved by other unions in similar markets, proper staffing levels, and pension. However, Kaiser employees say that they are not the only ones suffering from the lack of the contract. Patients are too. Speaking with KPFA on the picket line, Arzu Mansourian, a senior orthopedic physician assistant at Kaiser for 16 years, detailed recent patient experiences.
We do not have the capacity to see more patients, and we don't have the capacity to see them in a timely manner. Right now, if you fracture your wrist, you're going to wait 1 to 2 weeks to be seen in orthopedics. If you have a rash, you can't even see a dermatologist or a dermatological PA. You need to, you know, take a picture with a camera and wait weeks, if not months, to be seen. The reason is we cannot hire staff because Kaiser is paying a huge percentage under market rate. We're about 30 to 40% under market rate right now.
Workers say that Kaiser is more than capable of meeting their demands. UNAC-UHCP alleges that Kaiser made nearly $13 billion in profit in 2024 and holds $66 billion in reserves, yet, quote, refuses to meet reasonable proposals that would stabilize the workforce and improve care, end quote. Meanwhile, Kaiser continues to have drastic annual increases in insurance rates for patients. But Mansourian, who is also a member of the union's bargaining team, believes that the standstill is beyond the issue of money. It is about union retaliation.
They are trying to punish us for unionizing, and that actually goes against everything Kaiser says they stand for when 80% of their workforce is unionized and Kaiser was built on the backs of those who were unionized.
The union emphasized that the national number of strikers could soon grow by over 15,000, as other unions across the Alliance of Healthcare Unions have already delivered more strike notices. The strike is already costing Kaiser. The healthcare provider stated that it will reassign more than 1,000 employees to strike locations and bring on up to 7,600 temporary contract professionals to maintain services during the length of the strike, which is set to end on Sunday, October 19th. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.